Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by Corporate Capital Direct. Listen, banks are not lending, and the online lenders may not tell you all you need to hear to make the right decision for your company needs. Get the inside edge for business financing. Whether you have capital needs for inventory, payroll, general operating expenses, or even to consolidate expensive debt or tax issues, Corporate Capital Direct can help you avoid common mistakes when seeking a capital solution for your business. Never upfront fees. Get the inside edge for your business financing needs. Call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com. Again, call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com.
Welcome to Legal News and Review, recipient of the Florida Bar Award of Excellence, and featuring Michael Santucci, co-chair of the Intellectual Property Division of the Broward Bar. From the law firm of Santucci Priori, practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation, located in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Legal News and Review, the only real problem-solver radio program using the law, with your moderator, Philip Bell, and hosts and legal panel attorney, Gary Singer, chair of the Broward County Bar Association's Real Property Section. Gary Singer is board certified in real estate law and a syndicated columnist from the Sun Sentinel. He is an expert in his field of practice. Now, here's your moderator, Philip Bell.
On the docket for today's broadcast, death is inevitable, financial turmoil afterward isn't. Most of us don't even want to contemplate our death or of a spouse or a partner, much less the prospect of having to take care of the financial end, you know, at such a loss while you're still grieving. Fewer than half of all American adults, 42%, actually have a will. And that's according to a most recent survey published February 2017 on caring.com, which is a website that offers resources for older Americans and their caregivers. Most people tend to ignore or procrastinate over such tasks for obvious reasons, but planning can certainly ease some avoidable financial sorrows. Educating us today is Rose LaFima from Rose M. LaFima, PA, who is a Florida Bar Board Certified in Wills, Trust, and Estates Attorney, who focuses her practice in areas of estate planning, trust, estate administration, probate, and trust litigation and tax. She is an expert. I'd like to say good afternoon to our legal panel host. First of all, good afternoon, Gary Singer.
Hey, Phil. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. And good afternoon, Gary Ostro.
Good afternoon. Good to see you and be here.
I promise, Gary, you're going to be on the opening coming up. They're editing it as we're speaking as well. And then Michael Santucci is tied up in, I guess, for mediation and will not be available today. But filling in for him is Aaron Cohn.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to be here.
Appreciate you coming in. I understand you work with Gary Singer.
I do.
My condolences.
Yeah, Aaron's one of our nine attorneys at my law firm, and he specializes in business litigation and appellate work. And he's quite a good attorney. He's a find. And what I like to tell everyone, and he always blushes a little bit, is before he became attorney, Aaron was a rabbi.
No really?
That's true.
Well,
yes, that's the switch.
I have a background in Jewish studies, yes.
Unbelievable.
He's quite knowledgeable. And down here in South Florida comes in really handy because he gets to speak to a lot of our Israeli clients.
Ah.
There's a small population of Jewish people.
Wait,
down
I should
here.
Say he gets to yell with a lot of our Israeli clients.
Please keep us kosher. As a way of announcements, Legal News and Review supports a host of charities and organizations. We appreciate their support as well by listening. And coming up on April 26th is a must-go-to event, Festival of the Flutes. It's actually the Wild Wild West of 2017. It's a great event in support of organizations like Gateway Community Outreach that for other series like the community show that our listeners know of, knows Carol Ray, the founder. And Gateway Community Outreach has helped 700,000 families in 20 years pay their rent, feed their families, pay their mortgage. But get this, they just don't pay it once. They do it up to 17 months until you're back on your feet. It's a great organization, isn't it?
Now, Phil, are our listeners going to be able to see you there in Parkland at the festival with your hand around a flute?
Actually, they asked me to do some emceeing, and I agreed to it. So,
fantastic.
Yes. Yeah. But if you want more information on this event or even more information about Gateway Community Outreach, you can go to GCOFlorida.org. That's GCOFlorida.org. Or if you know somebody or perhaps yourself needs some assistance, give them a call. They work by donations and also by grants. And this is a fundraiser that apparently, Gary, you know about this for the last 13 years.
Well, the festival, I don't know if it's that long, but the Festival of the Flutes is a great fundraiser. It happens every year. A good friend of mine, Scott Brook, former mayor of Coral Springs, has always been a huge proponent of it. And, you know, through his cajoling, I've helped once or twice, but nowhere near the level of a lot of other good attorneys and other people that give to it. So it really is a good event, and I encourage everyone to show up on Wednesday, April 26th at the Parkland Golf and Country, or go to festivaltheflutes.org to sign up, and they can go shake hands with Phil.
There you go. You know, I appreciate our listeners going, especially because we've been supporting Gateway Community Outreach over the years and helped raise thousands and thousands of dollars. And I do come to the events. You can meet me, and you know, but if you meet Gary, he'll make you pay $5 for his autograph.
I will.
That's
it's
right.
True.
He's for profit. You know, guys, all of us, too many people find out too late that this sort of preparation should start well before either your spouse becomes disabled or dies. The general principle is to protect the survivor, including the wishes of the departed, and enable him or her to make decisions about the estate's assets and what happens if they get sick. What are their wishes? I'm not even going to show up at my own funeral. I mean that. You know, and with that said, I'd like to welcome Rose. Rose LaFemo, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
You know, Rose, you shared with me when I was talking to you about who should have a will, and my goodness, only 42% of the American adults have wills. You shared with me everybody should have a will, even young people who maybe have a mortgage and equity in the house, and that's it. But they don't think that their other asset is children.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's very important for everyone to have a will, of course, especially those that have assets and even in the situation that you just mentioned, young couples starting out that have children.
Right.
Because the children need to be taken care of, and who's going to take care of them once the parents pass away?
Hey, Rose, why is this important? I understand that the whole point of estate planning is really to keep things out of probate, but a will directs in probate. So why is it important to do this?
Well, at the very least, you should have a will and to name the guardian in the situation that we're talking about, because you want to have someone in charge of your child. Probate is a terrible thing to go through. It's very time-consuming and expensive. So you could pair your will with a revocable trust to avoid probate.
Okay, so what happens if you don't have this naming a guardian for your child, for example?
Well, then, unfortunately, it's left up to the courts to make that decision, and I'm sure that each individual does not want the court to be the one to decide who should take care of their child.
So the judge would decide and say, now, you know, if you put down someone inappropriate, though, would the judge just have to go with it?
If you put someone down
that other family members felt was inappropriate, so
well,
what happens then?
The court would look out for the best interest of the child. So the court would look to the wishes of the family and receive some testimony from them and probably appoint a family member in most cases.
Who's paying for this when this happens?
It would come out of the estate, obviously. The court would make that decision as to how much.
So really the kid's money.
The kid's money, ultimately, yeah.
Gary, you look like you had something to say.
I do. My background is in criminal predominantly. I know very little bit about wills, but I have a few experiences, whether myself or people that were close to me. An example, somebody passes away, family member, whether close or removed. How do they, sometimes I've heard horror stories, they don't even know there's a will. Nobody notifies them. Close family parasites, and I use that term not too loosely. I mean, they come in for they see the blood and they respond. It's ugly. It really is, and it's really more the rule than the exception, I'm sorry to say, based on what I've seen. But I've seen too much abuse where one of the siblings may hide the document or will, or nobody discloses it, or there's no attorney. How often does that happen, and how easily concealed or manipulated can that situation be? Because it seems like the rule to me. Am I off?
No, absolutely. And a prime case of this currently is the Prince case. Supposedly he doesn't have a will. And as a result, the sister came in and petitioned the court to be the executor of the will. And then, of course, you have the half-siblings coming out of the woodwork trying to get part of the estate. So in order to prevent someone who has a will from it being destroyed or misplaced, it's best to, I tell my clients, to tell someone else where it is and to perhaps put in a safe deposit box.
But shouldn't there be a hard, fast rule where somebody who does have a will files it with their specific rules and groundwork where there can't be any dispute? Because right now it's free and loose, and anybody can just say, well, there was no will. A family member can destroy it or conceal it.
It's too easy. There is actually something. A lot of people don't know this, and even a lot of estate planners don't know this because it's a new thing. There is something you can do. Florida has something called civil law notaries, and the civil law notary actually can keep it in their private public records. And then there's no doubt as to its authenticity or that it exists.
But if I had one and a third party or one third party knew about it and they were a greedy third party and they didn't disclose it, people, pardon my French, they're screwed if they're beneficiaries to that will.
Well, wouldn't it be up to the person to tell a few other people that the will exists?
Yeah, but that's the problem.
But then the contents can't be questioned if it's with the civil law notary.
But there is something that the Real Property Probate and Trust Law section is currently working on, some legislation in order to have the will filed with the clerk of the court.
Long overdue. Yeah. It's something they should have started from way long before, I think.
It's currently in the works.
I'm glad they're working on something that should have been done a long time ago.
We're going to be taking a break here, station identification, and coming back, interesting statistic. Last year, 265,000 people made Florida the permanent home. I mean, that's huge. We're now the third largest state, on our way to be the second largest state. I know Trump wants to build a wall in Mexico. I think we should build one here, you know, keep all those carpetbaggers out. But the question that we're going to come back to you, Rose, is my out-of-state will valid?
Did you just say carpetbaggers?
Yeah, carpetbaggers. Bags were made out of carpet. Is my out-of-state will valid if I move to Florida? We're going to be coming right back.
Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by Corporate Capital Direct. Listen, banks are not lending, and the online lenders may not tell you all you need to hear to make the right decision for your company needs. Get the inside edge for business financing. Whether you have capital needs for inventory, payroll, general operating expenses, or even to consolidate expensive debt or tax issues, Corporate Capital Direct can help you avoid common mistakes when seeking a capital solution for your business. Never upfront fees. Get the inside edge for your business financing needs. Call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com. Again, call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com.
Welcome back to Legal News and Review. Recipients of the Award of Excellence from the Florida Bar, featuring Michael Santucci of the law firm Santucci Priori, practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation, located in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Reach them at 500law.com or 954-351-7474. To contact the legal panel hosts and guests, go online to belegalbuzz.com. Once again, here's your moderator, Philip Bell.
Legal News and Review is back on the air. I am Philip Bell, the moderator, along with
Gary Singer
and
Gary Ostro
and
Aaron Cohen.
Boy, we have a full board, and I made a mistake. I mispronounced Rose's name. So what that means to our listeners at Nova, the students there.
Take a drink.
It's a drinking game. I'm famous for that. And it's La Femina, right?
La Femina.
You did it again.
You see,
Take another drink.
I'm telling you. On a side note, we will be doing some recording sessions at Nova as well. I'm looking forward to that. Is an out-of-state will valid if I move to Florida? I mean, it's also known as foreign wills, even though it's executed in other states.
Yes. A will that's validly executed in another state under those state laws will be recognized in Florida. However, there's numerous reasons why you would want to get a new will executed under the laws of the state of Florida.
But if I have a will from Illinois, and I do have an Illinois will, although I've updated since I've been here for 25 years finally, and,
you're a dang carpetbag, aren't you?
I certainly am. Well, they let me.
You knew it.
They let me. But in all seriousness, For many years, I only had a photocopy. And only to find out after speaking to attorneys, and you in particular, is a photocopy actually not valid?
Well, it has to be proven up in court eventually. You'd have to have the affidavits of the witnesses, and the court would have to take that under advisement as far as their testimony and the circumstances that it was executed.
I have a question also relating back to my other issue about the validity of wills and whether you can locate them and they're easily hidden, destroyed, and altered. Would it be fair to say that a layperson can simply write out their last testament, I hear so-and-so hereby bequeath upon the following beneficiaries the remainder of my estate, very informally, notarized or not? Are there legal requirements that it be necessarily notarized as long as the signature is matching? What requirements are there as far as formalities for a will to be substantiated or documented?
Well, there are definitely formalities. A handwritten will be valid as long as it's executed properly. And those execution requirements are that the witnesses have to witness the testator's signature, and they have to be in the presence of each other.
Multiple witnesses?
Yes, two witnesses.
And that's it. As long as there's two witnesses and it's clearly indicated, at least from the surface, what I'm bequeathing to who, those are the requirements, and that's pretty much it.
But if you want to have a self-proving will so that you don't have to prove it up like we were talking about with the copy of the will,
right,
you'd want to have a notary and an affidavit.
Are there states that recognize holographic wills that are handwritten?
Believe there are states that may recognize them. I'm not an expert on law outside of the state of Florida, but I know that
If there are states that recognize holographic wills, will they be valid in Florida?
Well, if it's executed, in Florida, you still need to have the two witnesses.
What's a holographic will for the people who might not know, like myself?
Like Star Wars.
That doesn't help.
Obi-Wan, your own.
That doesn't help at all.
It's your own writing, basically, a handwritten will.
So why can't they just say that? Handwritten.
That would be too easy.
Everybody's a lawyer.
Right.
Lawyers got her in the
field. Hey, Rose, I have a question. I'm sorry, Phil. I don't mean to step in. Can I get a question?
Well, just real quick here. If I have a child that is special needs, and I want to provide for that child, what is the best way?
Well, there is a specific trust that you can set up. It's called a special needs trust.
Ah.
And the benefit of having a special needs trust is that the assets can go into this trust and be used for supplemental needs of the beneficiary. If they're getting government benefits, they will be able to maintain those benefits and then use the trust for anything above food, clothing, and shelter.
It's very common to have one child who is successful and the other one maybe a spendthrift or have certain issues, but they're concerned, because when they're not around, they want that child provided for.
Now, on that note, isn't your brother a very notorious attorney that's very wealthy?
he's also a spendthrift.
Look at that somehow.
He is.
Hey, Rose, if I could take a second, I want to kind of bring it to our audience and get real with it. So, you live up in Illinois, and Grandma dies in Florida. You fly down here to take care of her things. You find a piece of paper. Now what do you do?
If it's the will, then
The will. Okay. Assuming it's the will. Well, they think it's the will. Sometimes people don't know what it is.
The alleged will.
Well, if you're in possession of the will, you have a requirement to file it within 10 days, with the court and get the probate process started.
But how would someone know this? Like, what's
they
got to call someone like
yourself,
right?
They need to hire counsel, absolutely.
Now, can people go and take it to probate themselves, or do they need an attorney?
You need an attorney.
Is that so? You can't do a pro se or
no? There is a very small administration that you can do for exempt property assets and very small, but that's the only way that you
so
can
under
go
a certain limit you can kind of help yourself.
Yeah.
And then, what's the attorney going to do? Like, how does the attorney get involved, and how's the process work?
Well, the attorney does all the filings, makes the court appearances, and notices creditors, and basically administers the estate for the personal representative.
So the attorney does the heavy lifting, so to speak.
Correct.
And what if, cousin comes out and says, no, Grandma said I was going to get the Benz. Then what happens?
Well, then, you know, which happens quite a bit, you may get into a will contest.
And what happens there?
And there, you know, the beneficiary who wants the bends would come in and say, that was supposed to be provided for me, and maybe has another will that they might offer that has the bends in it.
Oh, wow.
So yeah. So then you might get into a real dispute.
And one more question. I'm sorry. Gary mentioned earlier, or I think it was Gary, about putting it in a safety deposit box. Or someone mentioned earlier about putting it in a safety deposit box. You mentioned earlier. But how does someone even know that exists, or how do they get in there?
Well, I always advise the clients to go ahead and prepare instructions to whoever they're nominating as their personal representative and let them know where things are. Because I have clients a lot of times who, you know, they're the ones that do all the finances. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, when the surviving spouse is there, they may not even know where the checkbook is. So
gotcha.
You have to write these things down and tell the people that are going to be in charge.
You know, I speak to a lot of people. One of my neighbors, when I was telling him what I'm going to be producing today, and he looked into his healthcare power of attorney and turned out to be his ex-wife. And he swears she'd pull the plug. So, first of all,
even if he wasn't sick,
what is a healthcare power of attorney, and also what are advanced directives?
Well, a healthcare power of attorney is one document that you can utilize to, you know, let people know what your healthcare wishes are, and you appoint a person in charge to inform the doctors of what your wishes are in the event that you're not able to do that.
It's the same thing as a healthcare surrogate.
Correct. Correct. And then you also have a living will, and that is a document that allows for providing, in the event, unfortunately, you may have an end-stage condition or a terminal condition, mm-hmm. You will let the doctors know through your surrogate what your wishes are for health-sustaining
treatments. Well, I just want to let everyone know, I do want to be resuscitated. Do not pull the plug, everybody. Mustn't an attorney prepare the advance directive, though?
Well, it's wise to. You don't necessarily have to have the attorney prepare it, but it should include all of the powers mentioned under the Florida statutes and be executed correctly. There is a Florida bar form that is available.
Gotcha. You know, I was watching late-night TV. There was this really excited lady with short hair saying everyone should have a revocable trust. What's that all about?
Well, a revocable trust is good to use in you know, to complement a will. And basically what the revocable trust does, you can transfer all your assets into the trust so that in the event you become incapacitated, you don't have to go through the guardianship process. Your trustee is appointed for you and to take care of all your financial affairs. And it avoids probate. Anything that's in the trust will pass outside of probate.
Rose, I have a question about spendthrift clauses. Those I find fascinating. The listening audience is probably, maybe not, wondering, what is a spendthrift clause, and would Gary Singer require one?
Clearly.
Well,
no doubt.
You can have a spendthrift clause in your document, basically giving the trustee power to, you know, manage the assets so that they're not squandered by the beneficiary.
For any
basically.
Particular beneficiary.
Yeah, and you can have parameters. You can set out incentives for the beneficiary. There are details that you can get into. Some clients go way beyond what is necessary. They want to control from the grave, basically.
Do I have to file my will with the court or in public records in Florida?
To probate it or before, I think?
Yeah.
No, before.
No, there's no filing requirement before, but as we discussed, there is some legislation hopefully coming down.
Way overdue.
A very important question is, can I disinherit somebody, like my spouse or kids?
Absolutely. You can disinherit. With a spouse, however, a spouse has certain elective rights that they could take if they're not nominated in the will as a beneficiary.
Real quick, Aaron had a quick question, and then we actually have to kind of start wrapping it up. Go ahead, Aaron.
One issue in relation to wills and estate planning that's not usually discussed, I know that there have been advances or changes or at least rumblings of news of this, is what do you do with the decedent's social media profile? How do you wrap that up legally? Are there procedures for doing so?
Well, actually, there is new law that just came into effect, and basically it allows a personal representative to get access to the decedent's social media, bank accounts, and so forth. And various social media such as Facebook, they all have forms that the decedent could fill, before he dies, obviously, could fill out in advance and nominate somebody to get that information.
I want to follow
up. Really quick,
Gary Singer is constantly interrupting.
We're out of time.
Of course we are.
Just got to get one quick question in on what do you do about your pets? And then if you could follow up quickly with how people would get in touch with you.
Oh, absolutely. In Florida, we do have a statute that allows people to set up trusts for their pets. So you can have a pet trust, and you can name somebody to take care of your pet.
Well, my pet Rock is easy to take care of. And how do people get in touch with you, Rose?
You can call me at 954-332-2377, or you could visit me on my website, trustsandestatespro.com.
It's a great website, by the way, sincerely.
Thank you so much.
And
so go visit her. And on that note, we are just flat out of time, Phil. I know you got more to say, but people are going to have to come back and listen to us in a couple of days at 3:30. And drive safe, folks. And as always, be legal.
You've been listening to the award-winning Legal News and Review, recognized by the Florida Bar's Award of Excellence. Legal News and Review, featuring Michael Santucci from the law firm of Santucci Priori, located in downtown Fort Lauderdale, and practicing intellectual property, business, and entertainment law and litigation. They can be reached at 500law.com or at 954-351-7474. To contact the legal panel hosts and guests, go to belegalbuzz.com. And to reach Gary Singer, board-certified real estate and syndicated columnist, appearing in 400 media outlets, including the front page of the Money Section every Monday in the Sun Sentinel, from the law firm of Gary M. Singer, PA, call 954-851-1448 for legal news and review. Remember, be legal.
Today's broadcast is brought to you in part by Corporate Capital Direct. Listen, banks are not lending, and the online lenders may not tell you all you need to hear to make the right decision for your company needs. Get the inside edge for business financing. Whether you have capital needs for inventory, payroll, general operating expenses, or even to consolidate expensive debt or tax issues, Corporate Capital Direct can help you avoid common mistakes when seeking a capital solution for your business. Never upfront fees. Get the inside edge for your business financing needs. Call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com. Again, call Corporate Capital Direct at 800-261-6478 or go to corpcapdirect.com.